This is Mike with the FRB Report. I'm here at Movement Climbing and Fitness. I'm meeting with Mike Moulter. He's the head setter at Movement. Mike, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
So you have a really good team of route setters. Who's on your team?
The current team consists of Ryan Sewell, Justin Shong, Donnell Humphrey, Trevor Trammell, Jamie Emerson, and myself, Mike Moulter.
So that's a pretty heavyweight team you have. So you're the head setter. What are your duties, and why do the other route setters need a head setter?
It's always good to have someone that has the final say, whether it's a grade or what to do in terms of the workload or when it's time to clean up, when it's time to start forerunning. So it's not necessarily that they all look to me for what to do next in every situation, but when we're trying to make a collective decision, it's good to have one person to just, you know, finalize a decision. But it's interesting because this crew consists of four, not including myself, five including myself, previous head setters. So it's a pretty accomplished crew, and they definitely all have their game day face on.
So I understand you're an international course setter, route setter as well. What does that mean?
Correct. I'm IFSC, internationally certified. IFSC stands for International Federation of Sport Climbing. They're the international governing body for all climbing competitions. So they run the World Circuit, World Cup Circuit, and other high-level events. It took me 2.5 years, and it was definitely a difficult but very proud moment when I did get that certification level.
Did you have to send or climb a certain route or a certain difficulty of route to get that certification?
Definitely. Performance, personal performance, and in terms of what they call demonstrating a route. So in junior worlds especially, instead of having isolation for the qualification rounds, they have what's called demonstration. So all of the kids watch someone actually climb their route. So, you know, the grades tend to start at 13A and go all the way up to 13D for that qualification round. So you need to be able to demonstrate all the way up to 13D and then be able to forerun upwards to 14B to be competent at that level and what they're looking for.
So you said forerun up to 14B. What does forerun mean?
Forerun means that you can do the moves multiple times on the route, so you can actually climb through any given section of a route and be able to demonstrate why it's too reachy or why it's too easy or why it's too hard. And so it's super important. You have, especially at that Junior Worlds event, you have kids traveling from literally around the world. I think the last one I set, which was in Ecuador, we had kids come from 36 different countries. So you can't have people showing up, competitors and their families and coaches show up and have inadequate routes. I mean, it's not going to work. It's not acceptable.
Now, is forerunning or course setting or route setting, is that an exact science?
It's not, because the holds are always different, the wall angles are always different, so it's not an exact science, but there is always a style and a way to set a route, especially if you're doing commercial or competition, and so the two styles are definitely different, but they're just so important to know how to do correctly in order to serve the climber, in order to follow through and make sure that people are enjoying themselves, whether it's, a 5.7 or a 5.14.
You say there's two different styles of setting. Can you please explain that more?
Sure. I think you're referring to whether it's a competition you're setting for or a commercial route setting. And my background, it's kind of interesting. I started out as a commercial route setter and then became exclusively a competition setter for about 5 years. So I only set climbing competitions. And now I've transitioned back to a commercial route setter. And they're just two different animals. When you're setting a competition, you know, the clock is on, you only have a certain amount of time to get everything prepared and climbed and tweaked so that it's appropriate for any given, you know, gender or age or skill level. And once you start a round of competition, we always call it putting away the crystal ball. So you've, you know, been there for, let's say, a week setting routes, and so you're holding a crystal ball trying to predict the future, where people are going to fall, how many people are going to get to the top, and make sure that the competition is, you know, is a good one. And in terms of commercial route setting, it's just less pressure. The workload tends to be, you know, a little bit more because you're doing it week in and week out. You don't get breaks like you do between competitions, but the pressure is not there. It's more about enjoyable, fun routes for the masses. And to be honest, I was really nervous about becoming a commercial route setter again. So not setting competitions, not being at that top level all the time. And I've loved it. I've really enjoyed running a crew again, the week to week, you know, tweaking of the gym. Okay, we're gonna set hard routes here, easy routes there. It's been great. I've really enjoyed it.
So we're here at Movement Climbing and Fitness Climbing Gym in North Boulder. What does Movement offer that the other places, the other climbing gyms in town, doesn't?
Probably the biggest thing you would notice when you walk in is that it's got a full fitness component, meaning that it's about as much as a typical Bally's would offer in terms of fitness, weight machines, yoga, spin room, cardio. But instead of having pools like a YMCA would, we have 17,800 square feet of climbing. So that's how you can compare it. The yoga classes, the spin classes, and the group fitness classes are super fun. They've been, you know, a great thing for me to partake in. To be able to do yoga where I work has been awesome. The instructors are really good. The spin bikes are real nice. I like watching Oprah on some of the cardio machines when I get a chance.
That's your favorite show, right?
I love some Oprah.
So Movement's kind of like a Bally's fitness center with 18,000 square feet of climbing. Now, I understand you guys have some really special solar on the roof. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we partnered with Lighthouse Solar, a company here in town. Actually, Scott Franklin, who was the first American to establish 14A in the U.S., he now runs a company called Lighthouse Solar. And they installed a 100-kilowatt photovoltaic system on the roof of Movement, meaning that there is enough solar panels to produce up to 100 kilowatts of energy, and that's roughly 70% more than the building needs. So during the day, the system is producing around 70 to 80 kilowatts, and we're using about 20, and the rest goes back into the grid, and the building is probably the most efficient, over 10,000 square feet in Colorado. And it's definitely the most efficient commercial building in Boulder.
We've been chatting with Mike Moulter, operations manager and head core setter here at Movement Climbing and Fitness. Movement is located at 2845 Valmont. Mike, what is the website for Movement?
Our website is www.movementboulder.com.
For the FRB report, I'm Mike Brooks.